give us the implication.
Remain seated, please, and just bow our heads. Almighty God, giver of all that is good, we ask thy blessing on these tables thou hast graced with thy bounty. As we break bread one with the other, make us truly mindful of the needs of others. Refresh our minds with thy spiritual wine and spread our paths ahead with the oil of joy and gladness in order that we may be better able to serve thee. We ask that you take into thy keeping that house knife made with hands, the silent keys, Wally Weller, W2RFB, wife of George Van Dyke, W3HK, and the XYL of Jess Zivsky, W2IVP. Amen.
God bless you, God. God comfort you. Amen also. Now, before we do start, I'd like to take just a moment and go through the personal introduction. You know how it is to IGE. At one time, I remember I said, you know how it is to OGE. We'll go around the table and just say who you are if you have a phone to call. I'll start with W3DIP, and this is my very lovely YL.
Caesar, like great Caesar's ghost, not Sin Caesar.
Caesar Reader.
Too sure, Victor Victor.
Second great president, Julius.
Edith.
W3
and that's
Y
Press.
W3 DPP,
Charlie,
and my wife,
Toby. Okay, we start. My Now, correctly, K-A-2-N-D-F, and my wife, Hazel. My lovely wife, Hazel.
I'm Harry, W-3-C-L, my long-suffering, no, my good wife, Sylvia. And Sarah Samuelson joined us. She is the XYL who was associated with Max W3JZ in Silent 2.
George W3HK and my daughter Debbie. Charlie Larkspoke, 82SD.
George, W2QLC and my XYL group.
Don, W2UAE and my wife Virginia.
W2HX, baby.
How are you, sir?
Don, W2UDA and my wife Vera.
A3BTC and my wife Vera.
What about the SWO?
Robert, my wife,
Ellen. Sure. Ed, K3, EDU, my wife, Barb.
AA5, my wife,
Jake W2OJ, my wife, Kathy.
John W3ZIH.
W3HAS.
W3EY, Gold.
W3UGC.
W2PAU and my patient of understanding, I hope, wife, Carolyn.
Paul, W3TUC, my wife.
W2OQB, John, my wife, Carolyn.
W3POM, Bob, XYL, Carlos.
Okay, fine. I think that's really everyone.
Enjoy. Okay, folks, I guess we better get the show on the road. I hope you enjoyed your meal. You didn't come tell me. You know, I just have a few words to say myself before we go ahead. And I think that I'd like just to say a few words. And you know, it's one of the words are going to be the word secretary. There are several other major problems that I'm facing, but the lack of a secretary is one of the major ones. You know, to keep our charter active, we're supposed to have four officers. Chairman, vice chairman, secretary, and treasurer. Well, we have a chairman, I think, that's me, I believe. We have a treasurer, Marvin, over there, who does a fantastic job. And we have a vice chairman, the name owner, Pi, which is W3EJP, really has let us use his name on the listing. He doesn't want to become involved. He has his own reasons for that. That's fine and dandy. But the secretary, we're still using Sid's W2FDE's name, and he resigned last November. We're using it with his permission. He resigned last November, and he made that resignation quite effective. So it leaves me as being the secretary and the chairman for most part. And the mailings that you've got from me is I had to write the copy. I had to go get it for him. I stuffed the envelopes, I sealed the envelopes, I stuck the stamp on the envelopes, I put it to a poster. And they seem to be keeping you alerted to the fact that I'm glad of that, it's paying off. But we need a secretary. Where do we get one? I'm not going to ask for volunteers because I don't want to hear the stunning silence. And I'd like to have a committee to find a secretary, but finding a committee. Well, need I say more about that? So, work on it your own way. See what you can do. See what you can do to think about getting a secretary. We have to have one. But there's a lot of people in here who have helped. They really have helped. I'd like to acknowledge a few, and I know that I would miss a few also, but if I do, I hope you'll please forgive me. Okay, I'd like to thank, I've been in office 5 months, seems like 5 years. I'd like to thank Dick McCullough, W3OOJ. He's performing in a way as the acting secretary as much time he has available. He doesn't have much personal time available to put taking the minutes. He sent the minutes to headquarters, and now he's going electronically this time. He's taking the minutes. I hope it's working. So, and Harry Stein, W3CDL. This guy has been a great help to me. In fact, he let me cry on his shoulder. We can't forget Phoebe, who has put my messages on the Sunday Net. I can't get on the Sunday Net because I'm now an apartment dweller and I can't tune down to anything. Maybe I could if I was real clever, but I'm not that clever. And I don't have the time to put to it. But I thank Phoebe for his help, and he's given me advice too from time to time, which I'm ever grateful for. And let's not forget Preston Park, W3MFY, and his great and valued door prizes. And he disappeared. And Dorothy, my YL, who came up with the idea the other day, and she said, you're neglecting the women.
Right on.
He said, they should be recognized. So she, on her own, has created some door prizes for the women. She won't tell me what they are. She won't let me see them. There I see them. That's as much as I've seen of them. That accounts for these little labels. She said, let's let people know who they are. I think that's right. I mean, and maybe it's just something we can overlook. I'd like to keep our speakers where in a line at both the YLs, the XYLs, the OMs can enjoy
and try to keep it from being too technical. Frankly, let's keep it from being too technical for my benefit, too. I'm getting a little behind it. It's moving too fast for me, and I don't want to look too stupid. So, we have one person who isn't here tonight is Ken Simmons, W3UD. Now, this guy produced for me from the computer several sets of labels. He also produced a copy of the dues status. That's one of the other things I have to mess around with, the dues status. And that was really great. And so far, he keeps turning a deaf ear when I ask him what the cost was. He just ignores me completely. So he and there's quite a few others who from time to time have helped me and forgive me if I haven't mentioned your name. But believe me, I appreciate any and all help that I can get. Because it isn't the easiest of jobs, and some of you in here have held this position and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we also, here's one for the books. The other night on the pepper net, that's the little net that we get on at 10:30 at night, I was saying that there was a strong possibility we might need a projector screen for our speakers. He was uncertain whether he needed it or not, but I wanted to have it available in case he did. But nobody was coming up with it. When two people in this room, who are SWL, shortwave listeners, called in, they called me to sit with them, saying, we have one you can use, we'll bring it with us. Now that to me is what you call really help. Unfortunately, we're not going to use it tonight, but we also bought a table and we bought some other gear. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for it. And the chapter is not walking tall. It's limping, but it's still going. And I need your help. The chapter needs your help, too. In any way and every way possible. So, all together we can keep it going. There's other problems too. We need more, a newer, when I say newer, younger membership. But again, you hear so many comments, I don't want to show that old bunch of ponies. Well, we got news for you. We are not a bunch of old ponies. We are cool. But many of us are 50 years or better in ham radio. And a lot of them are coming in 25 years, and they're the ones that we could only attract. I remember when I drove to the National for quite some time. It's a story that I told before. And I really wanted to find a local group. I didn't know where a local group was. And it went on for quite some time. I wrote the National. They sent me someone's name, and he did acknowledge it and said he had not been in contact with the group for quite a few years. He was very sorry he couldn't help me. I was grateful that he acknowledged my letter. That was nice of him to do that. But that left me still out in the cold. And on the Peppernet, before I was on the Peppernet, one night I heard something about UCWA and a chapter and so forth. I broke in on it. And I don't know, the guy straightened me up and said, hey, come around on Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month at the Buck Hotel. There's a luncheon there. You'll find an awful lot of UCWAers there. So I did. The Buccaneers, so they all made me really welcome. That's the way I found you. You didn't find me. And how many others are out there just like me that would like to join the local chapter, but don't know where to go? Talk it up, guys. Talk it up. Even if you sound like you're talking to a deaf ear, talk it up on the air. I would love to see it to meet your neck. You see a chapter coming. I talked about this before. Nothing's ever happened. It would go over big. It would. It would attract others. The great man, listen, maybe we can attract some. We've got to get something. Some of you people have been, in your lifetime, you've been in advertising, you've been in other kinds of PR work. Maybe you can come up with some. You know where I'm at. I'm in the book. You have my phone number. Give me a call. Write me a letter. Whatever you want to do. Let's get in touch. Let's try to work something out. A lot of things can be done even to those of you who are semi-homebound, such as the mailing, the stuffing of the envelopes, putting the labels on us, sticking the stamps on us. My tongue has never been the same since the last call. Things like that. It relieved me of some of the problems. And I'll probably use that time to do some other personal work. I won't put it with you. But anyway, that's all I have to say. Thanks a lot.
Now, I think tonight we'll dispense with reading of the minutes of the last meeting.
We really, it's old stuff now, so let's not worry about that.
Marvin, will you give us the treasurer's report?
The last meeting, November 14th, 87, with a balance on hand of $1,086.18. Since that time, we deposited $40, and a total of $1,126.18. We had a payment to the Buck Hotel and supplies of $488.35, and the balance on hand as of right now, before we gave the Buck Hotel, was $637.83. And I have the receipts of tonight's meeting in my pocket, so I don't know what that is.
Thank you, Marvin. Are there any additions, any deletions to that?
Not to let it stand as it is. I think, just calculating off the top of my head, that we didn't lose any money on tonight's meeting and we didn't make any money. I think we just about broke even, and that's good. I tried to cut the cost down to the real, to the bone. It, of course, included the tax and the gratuity, and apparently you appreciate it by looking around and seeing all these smiling faces. All right, let's go on to old business. I'm not going to bring that up. I've switched enough about that right now. I'm not going to bring up about new membership. I've also expressed my opinions on that. Anyone from the floor, do you have any old business? Do you have any comments on what we have just reported? Well, if there's no old business, I'm afraid to ask about new business. There's no old business? Nothing anybody wants to go to? All right. I can't ask whether anybody had additions or deletions on that one. We've already had them. How about the new business? Anybody want to bring up any? How about our next forthcoming meeting? Still wanted here at the park? General opinion? No names? This is sort of traditional. That's why we keep it here, right? Most all of you agree, it's really traditional. I can't get anybody to say anything. There's one thing that we haven't done, and we have not expressed our thanks to. Did I get the name right, Caesar? To Caesar for his efforts and his performance as previous chairman. Past chairman, oh, what a wonderful word, expression to say. But we have not done anything through. I understand that we used to give a plaque. I've never seen it, but I understand we used to. BB tells me the person who produced that has died, that he's his album. Thank you. Any suggestions as to what we should do to express our thanks to see?
Thank you, Paulus. I don't expect anything. Not really. Believe me, that's nice enough because it's an uphill battle, as Fielding is finding out. And unfortunately for the Delaware chapter, that I had to take extreme measures at the time to at least partially wake some of the members up. But we're still behind Delaware chapter number 5, and we found that it does take an awful lot of work and dedication to do this. And hopefully that maybe we might gather some of the old enthusiasm that prevailed around the QCWA chapter long before I joined it. As a matter of fact, I tried to get in as a, what do they call them, a mascot before I had 25 years under my belt. I did have one, Tony Siebel, you remember him, FYT, before he joined, he was a mascot. And I said, now that he's joined, how about making me a mascot? They wouldn't. I had to wait 25 years to get my membership card, but I've enjoyed it. I look forward to meeting with my peers, and it's nostalgic to think that I can rub elbows with some of the most important people in radio communications. It's been rewarding, to say the least. Thank you.
Thank you, Caesar.
Yes.
If you're talking about the next meeting, that's going to be a luncheon meeting.
No, I was thinking in terms of another dinner meeting. What about the, would you have an opinion of that? Luncheon meeting as opposed to dinner meeting. We've had them both. A luncheon meeting didn't seem to work out as well. What's general opinion? Any comments? Having a dinner meeting like we're having now.
Lunch. Lunch well the whole day, and this.
I
think many of us can juggle ourselves. And also, for Dorothy, if I keep find speakers who have a general interest between women and men, you women let the men come out. So.
The only reason I brought it up, because the reason that we had that luncheon meeting was a good many of the senior members, so the term used 8 days.
You explain what that meant?
No, I better not.
Well, you have to for the minute.
Is this being recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many people in the room that really know what a make day is?
I do, yeah.
I don't.
You'll find out about it later. But anyway.
Otherwise known as.
I put my hand over the mic.
Aliens.
Turn it off.
It's a, anyway, the point I was trying to make, the reason that we had the luncheon meeting was because a lot of the older members don't drive at night. And that's part of the problem in, as far as having a larger crowd at any of our meetings. Because some of the people don't have the ways and means to get here from a transportation meeting. That's the only reason I brought it up. But it looks like the people that are here, the consensus is that we have a dinner meeting. And of course, I'm for a dinner meeting myself, or a lunch meeting. Makes no difference to me. But the I thought I would just mention that point and see what we
do. We have had, Harry, we've had quite a little car pulling.
Was it car pulling?
I think if we can encourage more of that, we can assure that a meeting like this will not be a hardship. Any further comments on that?
It's an interesting and very important thing.
All right, then we'll at this point, can I work with this idea that it will be another dinner meeting? I want to hear yes or no. How many are in favor of a dinner meeting? Show your hand. How many are in favor of the luncheon meeting? Well, I think the dinner meeting. That's
somebody better go pick up the man and have his hand.
Now, there's another thing, too. If the dinner meeting comes along, try to make contact, see if you can find someone who will give you transportation here to and from. Work it out.
Can I ask another question? How many actual members do we have on the rolls now?
114.
Which means that if we even had we had just 50% of the riot.
We wouldn't get them in here.
we
picked them out. I mean, 50%.
Keep that in mind, Abby.
No, I just wanted to bring up that point because we do have a large,
we have a large
paper membership. That's right. And I'm sure a lot of them really can't make it because of the trap. So no matter where we do.
Are these paper memberships just Jews paying members?
They're Jews paying members. Well, up and down.
Right. Have we lost a lot of people for the lack of community?
Well, we have.
Eighteen. Is that Jill? I'm not sure. All right. Is there any other comment on that? Not really. Go ahead. One thing I would like to have, still under the new business, is please get information to us about the silent keys, illnesses, or the like. So that we can report it as necessary. I have one here that I'd like to have mentioned. It's George W2IHA. I had a letter from him, a card from him. It says he's recovering from a heart attack and major surgery. He claims he'll be with us as a next man. I asked to be forgiven for not getting here tonight. So. Great. So much for new business. Edie, you conduct, most always conduct the Sunday day. Do you have any reports that you can give us on the Sunday day? Maybe some people don't really know the frequency or anything else about it.
Well, we've been running the Sunday night ever since the chapter got organized. And we've had a few very dedicated people. For instance, Harry Schneider, I don't think, has missed a meeting. Dave has been very attentive. Our good friend there, Colin, has been there at all, practically all the meetings, except when he has to go to a new grandchild, which has been quite often lately. But I know it's a fact, it's not just an excuse. We have about, Sid has been very attentive, and we have a fellow that lives up in along the Hudson, Russ Snedinger. He's been 100% almost attentive, and we have Earl down at the shore, and Eddie Carr up in Trenton, and I would say that we have about 15 or 18 that check in every Sunday morning at 9:30.
Nine forty-five.
Yeah. And the net runs until 10:30. And the frequency is